Trade show displays, step and repeat backdrops, pull up banner stands, table throws, all your large printing needs. ExpoNetUSA.com, 301-378-9363. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
From the center of the universe and covering Baltimore, New York, D.C., Philly, Pittsburgh, and all points in between, it's the Hub City's own, The Hub Show. And now, here are your hosts, Chris Canfield and Jay Heitz.
Thank you, Hub City manager.
Yeah, this good, right?
Everyone's getting turned
it's
up.
It's not like a fantastic hot sauce.
It would taste even better if you put it on a scorpion.
It's a unique hot sauce because it's clear.
Right,
and
on.
It's made from leftover peppers.
Time
it's
out.
Not like
back up. You gotta let the audience know. 3, 2, 1. Hub Show, Jay Heiss, Chris Canfield, Josh Swisher's in the hizzy. And we're sitting here once again joined by Jairus of all.
Hello.
Master
hello,
of none.
Hello.
I got that down. Here you go.
Yeah.
Jairus Troop.
He's a master at making hot sauce.
Yeah, he brought hot sauce. And a toasted marshmallow head. We got some pictures of that.
It's clearly schizophrenia.
Yeah.
The other one is just schizophrenia.
Aha.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
Well, that's the name of it, schizophrenia?
And it looks like the pepper has lost its mind.
Oh, yeah. Look over there. She's taking pictures.
It's got a label on it and everything. This is like professional bottling you got going
on
here.
This.
Yeah, I grabbed some bottles off of Amazon, and I used all the leftover peppers that I had. At the end of the season, like before everything died, when fall hit and the frost was coming and everything, I harvested all the peppers that were left. And I saved everything that had fallen off the plants from during the year. And I put it all into a huge 10-gallon bucket and fermented it and made hot sauce.
Jairus, it's not enough that you do science experiments and you're a YouTube star. Now you're getting into the hot sauce business.
That was the thing. I found out that it's actually really difficult to make legal hot sauce to sell. You have to use an industrial kitchen.
So you felt a challenge. You felt there was a challenge there, and you had to.
Yeah, it was just it's too time consuming for me to be able to pursue something like that. Like, there's just no possible way that I could make enough time to be able to do everything that's necessary to sell hot sauce legally.
I
did it for a video, but I can't legally sell it. I could sell the stickers,
but not what's inside the bottle. What's inside the bottle.
Yeah,
yeah, the bottles cost.
Buy a t-shirt, get some weed.
Yes, that's the exact thing I was thinking. That's the way it works in D.C., right? I'll give you $150 for this t-shirt.
Yeah.
Comes with this baggie.
Comes with this baggie.
Right.
Yeah, there's way loopholes in the system.
Yep. The baggie happens to have some dried out plant matter.
So you said you made this out of leftover.
Yeah,
leftover peppers. And most of them were unripe, so it has a very unique flavor, but it's not like a...
Oh, I gotcha.
It's not necessarily a very good hot sauce.
That's why they're leftovers.
Yeah. But it does have a very unique flavor, and even though it has a really green flavor, when you put it on food, it actually does taste really good.
It does.
But
yeah, so I was putting it on pretzels.
By itself,
earlier.
It's not that great.
And what are all these little white particulates floating
in? It's just little tiny bits of pepper that it collected in the bottom.
Gotcha. Like
it separates.
This is a live culture.
Yes.
Yes.
So there's life in the bottle.
There is life in the bottle.
Yes.
This is like yogurt.
Let me see.
It's a lively hot sauce.
This is the yogurt of hot sauce is what you're telling me.
Well, this might have a little bit of mold in it.
Is that what that is?
That's one.
How old is this stuff, dude?
It's not that old. The mold that grows on it is totally safe.
Science class.
If there is mold that grows on it.
You just ate mold, yeah.
I just ate mold. That's okay.
I've never seen one of these clear ones have.
I had penicillin.
Yeah, we were discussing whether those were your babies or not.
Yes. Your babies. Like, you got them into that little bottle.
So normally a bottle does not have these little white particulates in it.
Yeah.
That's the special
My hot
one.
Sauce normally does not.
Ah.
That's the special one.
You might want to add some food coloring to this or something. Just camouflage it. Hot sauce is normally red.
It should be clear like that.
That's what it's supposed
it
to look
be,
like.
It should be, but it's not, dude.
Oh, boy. Right. I just ate some mold.
I've never seen one of these grow mold on it before. I shook all of them to check to see if they had it, and I just didn't look at this one.
The Molding Hot Sauce.
That's really strange.
Wow.
This is probably the only one that grew it.
Yeah. And I asked, I asked you when the mics were off. I said, so you mean that this thing is not going to last very long? And you said, no, it'll last forever. And then,
it's basically vinegar.
Yeah.
It is a super low pH. The pH is like 3.6 on it, and it's salty. I mean, that means this is basically just a preservative.
Yeah.
It's pretty much vinegar.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And mold.
That cap was not on.
And Jairus's babies.
I just shook it, and the cap was not on tight. It's all over the side of my face now.
Pepper spray yourself.
Maybe you've discovered new life.
I may have.
Should call up David Attenborough, see what he has to say.
That's true, man. It could be something, in
right?
Yeah, Will Smith is gunning for his job. Do you see that?
Oh my God!
That One Strange Rock documentary they've got out now on. I think it's on Netflix.
Yes, yeah. I couldn't do it. I made it like halfway through the first episode, and I just can't listen to Will Smith's voice.
Really?
On a nature video.
What's wrong with his voice? He just, Prince, like,
yeah, that's all you think. You're sitting there watching like whales gangbang.
It's like Morgan Freeman.
And you're listening to Will Smith's voice.
Yeah,
and
Morgan, it's like, Freeman.
Morgan
this
Freeman.
Is real. That would have worked wrong. Better, Morgan Freeman. Yeah, he did the penguin one. Why not the whale gangbang, you know?
Morgan Freeman.
That makes sense.
Now here,
Will Smith and Free Willy.
Right? But Will Smith, Will Smith is doing all kinds of crazy stuff. He jumped out of a helicopter. He bungee jumped out of a helicopter over the Grand Canyon.
With the
he has a TV show on Facebook.
That was actually set up by some guys that run a YouTube channel. I can't remember what. Yes Theory is the name of it.
Okay.
Yeah. Seek Discomfort. Yes Theory. Yeah. They're pretty cool guys.
Nice. And now he has like his first Facebook TV show. I think he does like a hosting.
Oh, really?
They do the Facebook hosting party, and it's called Will Smith's Bucket List.
Interesting.
Oh, wow.
Comes on like once a week or something like that.
I heard he had a pretty crazy bucket list, but
yeah,
I was unaware they started a show on it. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, right?
I got a pretty crazy bucket list myself.
Well, Iron Man's back.
You know, I want to save a damsel who's tied up on the railroad tracks.
Oh, man.
You know,
you might have to stage that one.
Well, you could be a part of that. Jairus
could help you out.
Figure out the timing on that.
He'll coordinate the train schedule and everything for you.
Yeah, figure something out. Yeah.
He'll even find the chick then tied down to the tracks. You know,
right. Tell me how fast it's coming.
Charming,
when it's coming
you.
From
charming.
We have a job for you.
We're going to tie you on the train track.
Yeah.
And then
you're the damsel.
Play Snively Whiplash or something.
Yeah.
What is the name of that huge train company, that big hub that they have in Chambersburg? STX or...
Something like
CTX
that.
You're
asking
something?
Us about Chambersburg.
We can go in there and steal the train schedule.
Okay.
Right? There it is.
Look at the big laugh on
Look
Find
out
what is
his
face.
Yes. How about? Well, we know where they're going to stop, right? They make stops at like the metal plant and stuff like that, right? The scrap metal place.
CSX.
So we could go.
CSX.
We could figure out their schedule by what time they stop at the scrap metal place, and then we'll just set her on the railroad tracks like 15 minutes ahead of time.
Well, Charmer
just nodded her head. She's down for it.
And then I'll have to ride up on like a white horse, right?
Or a dirt bike. A white dirt bike.
There it is. A white dirt bike.
I got to get in a gunfight with somebody, right? And then shoot their hat off and shoot the gun out of their hand and all that.
Paintball gunfight or like a legit gunfight?
Yeah.
Paintball sounds
good. Paintball would be all right.
Charming has something to say. She wants. We're going to tie you down to a train track.
And then I'll untie you real quick and jump out just as the train's going by.
Okay.
Huh?
You will know.
Is she on?
She's not on?
She's not on.
Let's see it. Hello.
She's not on.
Hang on.
You got to turn it on, baby.
Technical difficulties.
Basically. Sometimes you got to do a little work.
Story of my life.
It's not just always
because he's holding
on.
The fourth mic. That's why. Sorry.
Oh.
Technical difficulty. Charmer's just moving a lip. I am not going to do that shit.
Oh, the battery dead?
I don't even know what she's saying.
The fourth mic is plugged in. This only got four mics.
Oh.
Yeah, we're used to six. See? And I brought the portable gear.
You got.
I'm holding this one. This is what's plugged into it, though, because Mango was doing the interviews and stuff.
I got
She can talk, right? She can hold the mic. Charming.
Hello.
Tie you down to railroad tracks. It's just an experiment, just for fun.
Yeah.
Just for entertainment value.
Yeah.
There's Canfield's bucket list.
I feel like...
It's yours too, isn't it?
As long as we like film it in like 1920s like
style,
it has to be some style.
Like
to
one
it.
Of those
cranks,
it's got
to
be the
whatever
black,
they're
yeah.
called,
the black
thing.
Projectors.
Yes,
yeah.
exactly.
And
where
it has
it's all
to
like
have
spotty.
The lines in it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I want to see some
like was filmed 100
you know,
years ago, basically.
Burns.
Right?
And, and speed it up like one and a half times.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's like really fast.
Yeah.
Is that because they really don't do that shit anymore?
No.
No one ties people down the train tracks anymore, do they?
I want to come up on a white horse and just have the horse. I need to have
the hell of a way to go.
Stop rubbing your eye, Jairus. You're getting hot sauce in your eye.
No, I'm not. I'm just
the
super tired.
The activity of hot sauce
are dried
in your
out.
Eye.
Yeah.
The hot sauce is putting
Maybe
them to
that's
sleep.
Also what's in these bottles. Some of your sleep from your eyes or something.
Right. There's melatonin. It's growing melatonin
eye drops.
In the hot sauce.
Haha, uh-huh, get it? Nightshade?
I don't know why, but
nightshade.
I get it. I'm feeling
nightshade.
Really drowsy.
What?
Nightshade.
There's no nightshade in the hot sauce.
I don't know, man. There's not.
I'm like,
wait, did you even list the ingredients on this stuff?
No.
But there is moonshine in one of these Coke bottles. Which one is it?
I don't know, man. It's pretty broad. This carefully separated clear brine contains the essence of the hot peppers and a living culture of the bacteria they contain. This is your fine print, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's pretty.
That passed
pretty broad.
Pass the FCC or pass the FDA or
and
FDA.
Nope. DEA.
It does not.
The DEA.
It's full on illegal. If I had a paper towel, I could get all that white stuff off at the top of it.
That's your business.
Yeah. Well, you got a shirt sleeve.
Huh?
No. You got a shirt sleeve.
Yeah.
That's true.
I don't want your white stuff all over the Hub Show's gear here, man.
Yeah.
I'd rather you. There's one of your shirts, Jared. You can use that.
Yeah.
And no, they'll be pouring on Captain
so
Mango's postcard.
What else did you bring here? You got a mushroom hat.
What's the hat? The big toasty marshmallow thing.
Marshmallow is a DJ and producer.
He is.
Right.
Yes. And he has a perfect white helmet with
is
the same
face on it. Is that him in
the
picture with you on YouTube? That is, or?
No, he's super, super, super famous.
I don't
famous.
Know who you know, dude. You're super famous.
Yeah, Marshmallow is super famous.
Maybe he's your cousin. Who knows?
But his is just a white helmet and lights up and he wears it when he does shows.
Yeah, I have seen him. Yeah.
So my friend and I decided to collab. He wanted to make a perfect one because he's a big fan of Marshmallow. And
not you.
I didn't have a lot of time.
Not
and
Jared.
I didn't feel like making a perfect one. And I had this idea to make a roasted marshmallow. And then I was like,
that seems like more work than the perfect marshmallow.
Every
dude.
Time somebody makes a roasted marshmallow, they catch it on fire. It's almost inevitable, right?
That's the only way to roast them, dude.
Yeah. So I was like, well, whenever you got a roasted marshmallow, it's got to be on fire. It's got to have a black spot on it.
Burn,
so I drilled
baby,
some holes,
burn.
Put a little manifold in, little butane injection. And so you can just light it on fire, and it looks like a roasted marshmallow caught on fire.
Nice.
That's awesome.
You want to know why marshmallows catch on fire, really?
Oh, yes, please.
I was thinking about this while I was doing it.
Science class, right? Folks.
All right.
So when you heat a marshmallow
take notes.
And you try to roast it or toast it, interchangeable, they're both acceptable, apparently. I looked that up on Google while I was doing it, too. You're caramelizing the sugar.
Right.
The process of caramelizing the sugar is
yes.
you're oxidizing it.
Okay.
So the difficult part is you have to get
very
it hot enough that the sugar
gold star.
Starts to oxidize. But as soon as that oxidation process starts, an oxidation process is exothermic, creates heat.
Right.
Right. So if it's in heat and then it starts to create its own heat, that's right at the point when that reaction starts to become like self-feeding. It continues.
It's a runaway
reaction. It's a runaway reaction. Exactly.
Yes.
So when you're trying to roast a marshmallow, you're trying to hold it right at the point where it's about to catch itself on fire and keep it from doing that. Why it's so difficult to roast a marshmallow.
And it's it's a very finite height above the flame.
We are at the Comic-Con, folks. Four-state Comic-Con.
Very specific amount of
talking
time.
Talking marshmallows.
Very specific fire.
Yeah, you got to run it through the
and
flame
hot sauce.
Real fast.
Yeah.
And bacteria.
Yeah.
Josh,
like
you getting all this Swisher? Huh? Are you getting all this Swisher?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Getting all this.
Yeah?
Yeah. Are you learning?
You don't seem as enthused as Chris, though. Chris is all giddy over here.
Really?
Yeah, man.
Let's try it right now in the building.
My brain's like a sponge, man. I just try to absorb information.
I can light up the marshmallow helmet, and you can roast a marshmallow on my marshmallow. I did that in the video.
Dude, that'd be a
the very
shot.
End of the video, I roasted a marshmallow on my marshmallow
that's
helmet.
That's
awesome. It was
pretty cool.
Meta, right?
No, that is cool, man.
You had to draw little eyes and a smiley face on the marshmallow you were
roasting. Oh, I didn't do that.
I know, dude. Chris is full of ideas. Anyway. Well, damn, dude.
Yeah, so what's next?
Yeah,
now what
do
you
do?
What do you got in your head next?
Aquaman is next.
Aquaman is next. But what's your schedule for that? That's a big project.
It's
only been 2 weeks since we spoke to you,
you're
man.
You're going to start dropping videos
it's
about it?
It's extremely
undone.
It's not organized at all. I have no idea what's going to come next. It's going to be as I accomplish.
We wanted you to bring the soup, but you said it's not even ready to be shown yet.
It's never been done before. So.
I was trying to finish up a bunch of stuff for my Patreon patrons. I have exclusive videos that go out for them, and I'm working on four videos for them right now. I released one. I have three more that I'm trying to finish.
Told you Patreon, man.
I was working on those, and they ended up taking longer. And I just didn't get a chance to get to painting it yet. So I'm going to be doing it tomorrow. I should be able to finish it up.
Okay. You'll have the suit ready. And you'll send us pictures.
Well, the base of the suit. I mean, the suit in its entirety will have all the electronics integrated and everything.
You're still dropping a
but
video
do you
once
have
a
week.
It's
you,
just going
to
be.
Do you have a tentative schedule when you actually want to get in the water? I mean, is it that disorganized? I mean, I can imagine. This is something no one's done before, so
It was supposed to be a lot earlier than it is now, but, had a bunch of stuff. My dad just had a triple bypass surgery done, so I've been doing all this stuff with family. So now that everything's kind of clearing up, the only other thing that I have is a wedding that I'm committed to. So
that's neither here nor there, pal.
With the exception of that, my schedule's finally getting clear, and I should be able to dedicate huge amounts
of time
to this.
We're going to come to you. to your studio, your lab.
Yeah.
And check this out.
Yeah.
For sure.
All right. That'll be fun.
Awesome. Right.
Hopefully May. We'll put it that May. Way.
That's around the corner, May. Man. Just, yeah. I mean, the month of March just flew by, dude.
Yeah, it was gone.
It's 9 more months till Christmas, folks.
I imagine, I'm imagining like a whole bunch of those, like, you know, the mechanics trays where they keep screws and stuff in them with all the little, like, little boxes you pull out and there's a bolt in each one.
Yeah, you,
you probably pull yours out and there's like,
are you organized like
bottle
that?
Caps
no.
in this
no?
one and
no way.
Spray bottle, spray nozzles in this one and this one over here has.
No, there's stuff everywhere in my shop. And,
Chris has
and
dreams like, about oh, what may be in your lab, dude.
I go searching around. I find the most random things. I'm like, I think I have one of those. Let me see if I can find it. And then I'll just pull it out.
That's how. Yeah, my shop's like that, too. It's like but I have a good enough memory that I can remember where I saw things. Like, oh, it was on the floor back behind the bench covered in dust. That's where it was. It's been there for like 3 years. I know where it is.
Yeah, I can remember where stuff like that is, but I can't remember. Like, some of my best friends, I'll forget their names. And I'm like, oh, that guy that, you know, I've known for like the past decade.
Or my own birthday.
Yeah.
Or by age. People ask me how old I am, and I got to think about it for like 3 minutes.
Right.
I'm like,
I know.
We're
doing the first Hub Show rerun here, man. I know.
Anyway. I do know there's a cat litter bucket in my garage that says fiberglass on it, but it has Bondo blades in there.
Oh, okay.
So it doesn't make sense at all, but I know that.
What's the deal, Chris? Obviously, you can't light up the toasted marshmallow in here. I mean, you got popcorn stealing. This place is old.
We could do it in the parking lot.
You want to go do it in the parking lot?
We could do it in the parking lot.
Get a video. Can you get a video of that?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
we can post it.
We'll get some B-roll footage.
Some B-roll footage, yeah.
We're getting used to...
Aren't we slick?
Yeah, right? Got to get used to the lingo.
Lingo,
Let's do some B-roll footage.
Yeah, we got the big announcement to make.
Yes.
At the end of the Comic-Con. Anyway, hey, Jarrus, I want to thank you for coming on again.
Yeah, man.
You're always welcome, but we got to go to you because, I mean, obviously there's... It's much more of a visual thing than listen talking about it, right? You know. So anyway, all right, Jarrus Evolve,
definitely.
Jay Heiss, Chris Canfield, Josh Swisher. We are at the 4-State Comic Con Hager Hall. Charming Grisette is in here with us as well. She'll be on soon. We'll be back. 4-State.
I haven't a weak spot. You lie. There must be one. Brother Chow, Doctor Crowley.
The name of the game now.
Oh, you know,
you're promoting something. You just help show everyone.
Hub Show.
I friend everybody except for the people that send me naked pictures.
Awesome, boy.
They send me naked pictures.
Well,
you better get rid of me.
Yeah.
You better get me off the list quick.
All right, here we are.
Those people, they don't get friends requests.
You guys ready to do this?
No, they get deleted.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not for all that.
He's trying to cover his butt here. That's all he's doing. 3, 2, 1. Hub Show, we are here. Jay Heiss, Chris Canfield.
Hey.
And we got the man here.
Yeah.
EJ Fuller.
EJ Fuller.
From the Boys and Girls Club, Washington County Boys and Girls Club.
I didn't know you were the man.
He is the man. I tell you why he's the man.
I'm not the man. I'm like the man next to the woman.
Just so you know.
Oh, okay.
Hey, EJ's got some roots with the Hub Show.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, he does.
He's the OG of the Hub Show.
Really? Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Me.
Before you.
I think I might have been one of the first.
Uh-huh.
Before my
I think
time.
I might have broke the chair.
I went to him first.
Wow.
I went to EJ at Boys and Girls Club and actually drew the logo on a paper.
Yes, sir.
And we were just kicking around ideas for this podcast, and that's how the thing got born.
Yep, how about
What was it? Me, you?
Me, you, and Rachel. Yeah.
Yeah, Rachel Over.
And then she didn't show
Shout
up.
Shout out, Rachel.
Shout out, Rachel. And did what you had to do.
And you helped design the logo. Or kind of.
Well, we're tinkering with ideas, drew different things on a piece of paper, and talked about what the show would be about. Just kicking an idea, and then I started doing it.
Yeah.
And I had him on once talking about music and stuff. I haven't aired that yet. I'm saving that as a little nugget. But
we had a nice long discussion about hip hop
and good times,
man. Because we, fans of that.
Back in the day.
Yeah, you brought up Ocknell and
Ocknell, you know, rocking with him. I'm rocking with, you know, De La Soul.
Yes, there we go.
You know, the whole, you know, 90s was the era.
That's it. Yeah.
88 to 98 was the golden era.
10 years of the shit. Anyway, EJ, Saturday, April 6th, you get a big thing you're pushing here for good reason. God. What's up? What's going on?
Oh, my gosh. We're doing... we're rappelling off the Alexander House.
Yeah.
It's downtown Hagerstown, Maryland, and it's going to be a blast.
How many stories is it?
It's 11 stories,
11
man.
Stories down, dude.
We're asking the community for support of the Boys and Girls Club, and it's coming along. It's coming along real well. We're asking for people to raise $1,000 to rappel, and... people are doing it, man. I got to my $1,000 a couple weeks ago, and now I'm just pushing everybody else to help us out.
How many people you have signed up to go down the building already?
Right now, it's looking at about 43 people.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, 43 total people.
Just raining down.
That's nice.
So it's going to be a fun-filled day.
Yeah.
And, we hope to get a lot of people out there to see it happening.
It's in the very center of downtown Hagerstown, right where they dropped the donut. It's all right there.
All right there, right in the middle of the square. So if you're familiar with Hagerstown, the downtown area, it's right there.
And that means that Saturday afternoon, don't even think about driving down there because traffic will be blocked.
Well, we're gonna block off Potomac Street, but we'll let you ride down Washington Street so you can watch.
We might let you.
I just hope that nobody has an accident looking up.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's blocked off every other day because of Maryland Theater now.
It's blocked off anyway, so we're just gonna extra block it off.
Yeah, but still,
we're not letting anybody ride through there while we're out there having our party.
I guess there's gonna be a training. seminar. You got to have a training seminar before you let people jump.
Obviously, right? There's going to be some safety briefings and all kinds of stuff.
We're working with a company, Boys and Girls Club, working with a company called Over the Edge.
Right.
And they're based out of Canada. So, they've done over 700 events like this.
Right.
No casualties. But everything is so safe. The only casualty they ever had that they tell me was a person got stung by a bee on the roof. And the only reason why it was a casualty in their eyes is because they were allergic.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Otherwise, so, it's been smooth sailing, right?
Yeah.
Right.
They couldn't make it down to the bottom floor before the...
They didn't even make it to the ropes.
Oh, no.
They didn't even make it to get harnessed in because they got stung by a bee on top of the roof.
Nobody had an EpiPen.
Right.
Yeah. So that's the only thing that ever happened. Uh-uh. And I think it's looking very good for us to be...
The
champion.
A championship belt.
Intercontinental champion.
Not even.
That's the international. Oceanic.
Yeah, that's Captain Decapitate's championship wrestling belt.
I thought he won the what is that, intercontinental?
Maybe we can get Captain Decapitate to do the rappelling.
Oh, that would be great.
Have a pirate come down the building. That'd be awesome.
That'd be one hell of a visual for the Boys and Girls Club.
I was thinking if I can raise $1,000, I want to come down in like a cape.
What happens if you don't raise your $1,000? It's for charity, I understand. Everyone wants to raise it, but they still get to
if you don't
participate?
Raise, that's the minimum.
That's the minimum.
The minimum is
otherwise
$1,000.
You ain't
you can
going
raise
up.
Over.
Right, but if you don't, you're not going up.
But if you don't, you're not going over the edge.
So how are 43 people doing so far?
They're doing very well.
Are they? Okay.
They're doing very well. Right now, I think we're the winner or actually the leader on the leaderboard right now has raised about $1,500.
Yeah.
So
sweet.
It's rolling in.
Yeah.
Peer to peer fundraising is what it is. So it's kind of like last minute thing. People start scrambling for the dollars, asking all their friends, family,
2 weeks
businesses.
Left.
They got 2 weeks to get that $1,000. So hopefully they'll get it.
I got you.
If not, the money goes to the Boys and Girls Club that they help raise, and it's for a good cause, regardless.
Right.
So. I'm cheering for everybody. I want them to get to that $1,000.
Right. Have you ever rappelled?
No, I've never rappelled.
Cherry
I've never,
boy.
I've never look, I get on a 20-foot ladder and start shaking.
Yeah, right.
I don't even want to get up on the top, on extension ladders. Yeah. I don't want to do that. So this is way out of my comfort zone. And,
but you're the leader of it, so you got to do it, dude.
I'm doing it for the kids,
You're doing it for the kids.
Yeah.
I'm only afraid of heights that will injure me. I'm not afraid of heights.
This will injure you, dude. This is 11 stories up.
You ain't worried about dying.
I just get hurt. I don't want any broken
bones. Walking with
a
limp for the rest of your life.
I just want to die.
Right. If I land wrong, I land wrong. Just I don't want to get up. Whatever. Splat.
Where is Harley Quinn?
Oh, I don't know. I'll let you know.
For some Harley
I'm still looking for her.
Yeah, we're hanging
and
out.
It's not for me, though. It's not for me.
For somebody else.
I'm a fan, but it's not for me.
That's what everyone says when they come to Comic Con.
It's for my daughter.
Yeah. Hey, can you sign this for me? It's for my kid. Yeah,
it's for my daughter. I need to get a picture.
I'm going
to
hang it above my bed in the bedroom.
It's for my daughter.
But it's for my daughter, yeah.
Yeah.
Because she likes to sleep in the bed with me.
Right. She dressed up as Harley Quinn for Halloween this year.
Right.
And so she was like, yeah, I want,
Did she have the big hammer?
I'm looking for Batman, too. I don't see no Batmans running around.
I've seen one Batman. It wasn't a very good
Batman.
I'm
looking for a Spidey. No Spideys around here.
But you know what?
Like, where's
last
the,
time at Comic-Con.
Where's the originals?
Last time at Comic-Con, we saw no Star Wars. This time we've seen a handful of Star Wars coming through here. So finally, That's my cup of tea.
I'm going to have to get
some
pictures.
There's more Ghostbusters in here than there's anything else, though.
I saw the Ghostbuster truck out front.
Yeah, around, right?
The Ghostbuster truck was looking cool.
Apparently, there's a lot going on in this neighborhood.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
This is a
great
event.
Going down in the neighborhood?
Going down in the neighborhood. What
about the rappelling event?
Yeah, right?
I mean, they kind of are.
Yeah.
This is awesome, man. I've never been to Comic-Con. This is my first time.
You know what?
I'm loving it. I'm a fan of a lot. You know, when I was growing up, you know, that was the thing, you know, comic books and stuff. And,
sure.
You know, I used to get some here and there. I don't think I read them, but I looked at the pictures.
Well, right. That's why they're drawings, dude. For people like you and Chris.
Yeah, I didn't look at a picture, man.
When we get off the microphone here, I need you to hook me up with this thing. I'm going to try.
You going to try?
I'm going to try.
You're going to pump out $1,000 in the next 12 days?
I don't know if I can pump out $1,000 in the next 12 days, but I can share it.
I think
we can see what happens.
Chris, don't be trying to earn it here at the Comic-Con.
Oh, no?
I know. Yeah.
All right.
Saturday, April 6th. In the middle of downtown. A bunch of people are going to be dropping off that building. It's rappelling down.
It's a historical building at that. I heard that, you know, I've read that it was really, really nice back in the days.
We've heard that a lot about Hagerstown.
Yeah, it was a really, really nice place back in
the days.
Shout
out to you, Ken Buckler. We've done our history here.
Yeah, man. That was like the hopping place to go, you know. They had a ballroom in there. It was a hotel.
Yeah,
did you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hagerstown was hopping at a time, wasn't it? Hagerstown was
the
pumping.
Alexander House. Okay, yes.
From the library,
right.
And I worked in the one up there. At the bank corner.
It's only two bank corners. Dagmar Hotel.
A block up. That runs through the street, that runs through the square.
Ah, I know what it's called, but I'm not going to say the name that people call it today.
Yeah.
But yes, I know where you're talking about, right there off of Prospect.
Yeah,
yes.
Right there, corner of Prospect.
Right on the corner, like Prospect and Washington. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was,
are you making sure that that when you... you put your grappling hook around around the chimney, is the chimney going to be stable enough to... hold 43 people hanging off
deal?
Of it.
Has Over the Edge checked out the building, made sure
have you been
to
up to the roof to make sure it's all...
He has no clue. He has 2 weeks to find out.
I've actually been on that roof 4 times.
Mm. You've been up there, huh?
I've been on the roof 4 times. I had to go up there with a structural engineer to check everything out, make sure it was good.
Yeah.
He signed off on it. I had to go up there with our site safety inspector from Over the Edge. So that was another time I went up. I went up again just to kind of just see what was on the roof with the maintenance guy of the building.
Yeah, right. Just make sure you don't hook to this air conditioner unit over there.
Yeah, that's not going to hold
you. The one sticking
out
of the window.
That's not going to hold
back
you.
Back in the day.
But, I mean, the thing is completely safe. You know,
man, of course it is.
Everything is OSHA regulated. There's a safety line and your line to repel.
Hey, man, this
so
is
we're
going
to have to go down in hard hats and yellow vests.
Yeah, you got to have a hard hat.
EJ, this is your event, dude. So, yeah.
It is,
you're
man.
You're on top of your shit. I like it.
Like, I'm really excited that it's happening because, you know, Hagerstown needs something different. You know, we've been typically going with, like, golf tournaments, you know, galas
that's
and things like that. So it's
something different. You ain't
know,
kidding.
Something different for the community. So you know, I'm excited to pull it off and see how it works, and then
see how
it grows over the years. I think this is something that you know, this year people might be skeptical, but once they see the pictures, once they see people having fun,
well, think for a second, guys. How do you top rappelling? Let's say rappelling is a successful event, which it should be and it will be. What could you do to top that? What do you got, Chris? I mean, what else could you do?
For thrill seekers? I don't know. But
you're gonna bungee jump?
I'm not jumping out of a plane. I'll tell you that much. this is my limit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the rappelling is my limit. I'm not jumping out of a plane.
11 stories is enough, right?
Yeah, that's it.
You've been up there, too. You look down and told yourself, I got to go down this
thing. Well, let me finish telling you the fourth time I went up.
Uh-huh. You were wearing dark pants?
I was really, really.
He threw the rope over the edge.
I was really, really nervous.
And watched it go down.
I looked over the edge, and my legs started shaking, and I was like, man, I can't believe I'm getting ready to do this. But I keep telling myself, It's for a good cause. Yeah. It's for the Boys and Girls of Washington County.
You're going to be telling yourself the whole way down, too, when this happens.
The whole way down, I'm going to be thinking about those kids, man. I'm going to be like, this is for them. This is for them. This is for them. I probably have my eyes closed. I'll be waving to people, you know. Oh, I just seen Deadpool in here.
Yeah, you'll see that here, too. Hey, but listen, E.J. Fuller, Washington County Boys and Girls Club.
Yes, sir.
Saturday, April 6th from 11 to 3.
Yeah.
Middle of downtown Hagerstown. Smack dab.
And
same
if
place.
You wanna see, if you want to see me.
They drop donuts and now they're dropping propellers.
Literally.
Something like that.
It's going down.
They're
going
to be dropping
a bunch of donuts are dropping in the middle of Hagerstown.
Yeah. Hey, we got
a bunch of Fruit Loops.
We got a little incentive for people to come out that day. The first 100 people get to get a Chick-fil-A sandwich.
There you go.
So Chick-fil-A, Chick-fil-A's helping us out with that.
Live DJs.
So the first, live
radio
DJs,
stations
radio
will be there.
DJs going down. It's going to be fun.
That's good. That's
the Hub Show will be out there.
That's good because I hear there's
the cows repelling from
there
Chick-fil-A.
There are more starving people.
She's
in this town.
Yeah.
Than there are people in this town.
Well, I hope they come out and get a free sandwich.
It's a wild statistic.
I hope they come out and get a free sandwich.
I'm sure they will. Well, man. They'll gobble them up.
First 100 people be in line.
First 100. There's also the cow's repelling. So if you go to Chick-fil-A,
the cow is repelling.
The cow is repelling. She's going down. You know, at one point I actually,
you don't hit a window.
I actually called the cow a he.
Yeah.
Because
people live in that building.
So I was like,
right?
Wait a minute.
There's tenants in that building.
That's a cow.
Right? There's tenants.
Oh, there's tenants.
So are they aware
building?
That the cow's going to come past their window? They're up on the 8th floor. I'm like, whoa, what am I
smoking?
Yeah,
can you imagine seeing a cow drop past their window?
It really is an opioid problem here.
I haven't quite told them that the cow's going to be hanging, and they might see a cow hanging outside their window. I haven't quite got to that point yet, they do know it's happening.
Folks, we're letting you know here on the Hub Show.
Yeah.
I'm sure they'll be amongst, you know,
you got
the old
lady in the shower.
It's going to be fun, man.
All right, cool. EJ, thanks for coming on. Hub Show, April 6th, Washington County Boys and Girls Club.
Yes.
You got it, dude. It's all you.
All right.
Later, man. Take care.
Hey,
I appreciate it.
I'm
here.
BestVapeShopEver.com has the select hardware and top shelf e-liquid at the best prices ever. Brands like Loss Vape, Tobacco, Flagship Vapor, Tobacco, Loss Vape, and Flagship Vapor. All shipped same day or the next day. Unless it's a weekend, then we ship that ship out on Monday. Visit BestVapeShopEver.com and see what shopping with only the best choices ever feels like. BestVapeShopEver.com. It's the best vape shop ever. Believe me, use keyword HubShow and receive 25% off your entire order.
The People's Podcast.
The Hub Show.
3, 2, 1. All right, The Hub Show. Jay Heiss, Chris Canfield.
Uh-huh.
We are in the house. Hager Hall, Hagerstown,
California.
I almost said California. Hagerstown, Maryland. Yeah.
Hagerstown, California.
We are here with Absurd Pictures, Absurd Films.
Productions.
Which one is it? Absurd Productions. All right. Mr. Matt Burns is back with us. Mr. Pop Culture, what's going on, man?
Yeah, not much, man. Long time no see. Long time no see indeed.
Hear, see, all that good stuff. Absolutely.
Yeah, what have you been into? What's going on?
I mean, I've just been living life, man. Working at working two jobs, making these lovely, lovely motion pictures. I mean, we're about
living the dream, right, man?
Yeah, living the dream always. Like I said, it's been interesting to be at Four State Comic Con and not be an actual part of the Four State Comic Con. You know, not being
You're on the other side of the fence now.
On the other side of things, it's actually been pretty refreshing and relaxing.
Yeah,
relaxing.
People not yelling your name every 5 minutes.
Right. Not getting pulled aside every 2 seconds.
Yeah, that's cool. So listen, you guys, did a big premiere last night of Bigfoot. Your new movie, right?
Yep, that's true. And this gentleman here wrote it. I'm going to let him talk a little bit about it, and then
Bigfoot, look at that.
Where was where was the premiere?
Said MDL Holiday Cinemas in Frederick.
In Frederick, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw you guys' name on the marquee on that picture.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah.
How do you go about getting a premiere in a theater like that?
Well, it helps to have somebody that's such a good promoter. This guy here.
Yeah, Matt is.
Arranged that, and you know, they figured, why not have something local? You know, everybody, they had Aquaman and this and that. You know, a lot of people have already seen that, but why not have something local? This is your one shot to see it.
It's a second run theater. They show like movies that have been out for a while.
Yeah, there's some stuff still sitting there from the holidays.
Yeah.
I noticed that.
I mean, the other theater was showing Aquaman. They also showed, before our movie, they showed Into the Spider-Verse, which actually had a good crowd. I mean, was there probably 30, 40 people there to see Into
last
the Spider-Verse?
Night, right?
Not too bad. I mean,
not too bad,
for a movie that's, you know, 6 months old.
That's that movie theater on the, it's behind the, it's on Patrick, right?
Behind the Motel 6?
Yeah, behind the Motel. Yeah, right there. Yeah, behind the Motel 6. That sounds like a horror movie in itself.
There you go, man. We're here to help.
New idea.
We are here to help. Behind the Motel 6. We'll leave the light on for you. Yeah. So, we'll keep it on, yeah. In case you get killed.
Yeah, right. Then Jason Voorhees will machete that light off for you.
So, Chris was picking this apart because Bigfoot... A lot of movies and TV shows. Say it again.
Yeah.
It's a little frustrating, right?
Yeah. How do you come up with an idea like this? How does this happen?
For the movie?
Yeah.
Well, the funny story is I had been interested in the comedy part of it for a long time because I liked the show Finding Bigfoot, and I always thought it would be funny to have the Bigfoots be the ones hunting.
Yeah.
Finding the humans.
I had that idea bouncing around, and I was like, well, I didn't have the suits. And then one day I was at a costume store that was going out of business near my house, and I was there with my wife, and we had their suits there, and they were 50% off. I said, all right, if I buy these suits, that's the next movie. I'm not buying them to sit in the closet. Nice. So it's like, all right, and I got them. I was like, all right, that's what we're doing.
You bought them for a reason.
The gist of this movie is the Bigfoot haunting the humans?
Well, that's the first part.
What is
part.
The deal?
That's
What's the premise, Bigfoot?
It's three parts. The first two are comedy. The first one is
kind of an anthology film.
So the first one's kind of a parody film. Of Finding Bigfoot and other shows, which I enjoy those shows on TV.
Oh, yeah.
And then the second one is more...
It's always funny that they think they know everything about a Bigfoot. Like, put the cigarette out. They don't like the smell of cigarette smoke.
Right, right. I love that.
How do you know they don't like cigarette smoke?
Right. They probably smoke all kinds of stuff out there.
They could be smoking two packs a day. We don't know.
They could be.
You don't know.
Maybe that's
you don't know
reason,
me.
Maybe that's the only reason that people have Bigfoot sightings. Bigfoot's out there looking for some cigarettes. You know what I mean?
You don't know me.
He's near a campsite. You know what I mean?
You got to lure him in with wintergreen gum.
Seriously.
They love wintergreen gum.
Yeah.
The second comedy part kind of almost played into what we're joking about. Is like, what if the Bigfoots were like humans? So Bigfoots go to therapy. Bigfoots get tarot readings.
Sure.
Bigfoots
have erectile dysfunction, literally.
And they're in the bar.
Sure.
Chris is like, I'm buying this.
So that's a different approach because, you know, all the horror part of Bigfoot, which we all enjoy, but that's been done 1,000 times. So if you're just going to do that, then how much interest is there? Yeah, some people would still buy it, but I want to do something different, you know. So
definitely.
Part two in particular is different. And then part three is your standard
Bigfoot hunting people, you know, killing
guys. So, Absurd Productions, is this your first film?
No.
What do you got? Tell me.
Ninth?
Ninth film.
Go on, rattle out the names, man. I want to hear your catalog. There's only nine
on
the long list.
Okay, The Worker Bees is the first one. It's a dark comedy.
What is it called?
The Worker Bees.
Worker Bees, okay.
So it's kind of like about people at work and how everybody has a role, like the backstabber.
Oh, that kind of role. Yeah.
You know, so you got all these people
the personalities in the office.
Yeah, and they're all vying to move up and, you know.
Now, that was your first film.
That was my first film.
How long ago did you make that?
That was so long ago that it came out in VHS.
Awesome.
I want to say it was before 2000.
Okay, so it's a 90s film.
Yeah.
Late 90s.
Late 90s, yeah. 98, 99, somewhere in there.
Film number two
is a film called Taste of Desperation. It's a black and white noir. Wow. A detective story.
Called what? Oh,
nice.
The Taste of Desperation.
Taste of Desperation. Yeah. Okay.
I like the old Hollywood thing.
It was good.
It was like an old
whodunit. It was really good. I recommend that one. It was a lot of work.
Probably more work on that.
Matt, have you been associated with his production company this whole time?
No. Me and Mark met a long time ago on a Conrad Brooks production. Conrad Brooks, of course, was in Plan 9 from Outer Space, all the old Ed Wood stuff. And he moved out here to West Virginia, I guess to be closer to his family, because he has family out here. Yeah. Right. And we met on a production called Gypsy Vampire, The Final Bloodlust.
Nice.
You meet an old movie star at a food line. Next thing you know, you're a talking zombie. So
that's what happens, man.
Yeah, but it was a lot of fun. That's where I met Mark. We lost touch for a while. I mean, we just got back in touch with him. What about 2 years ago? About two, three years ago.
All right, so that's one. That's two. What's the third film?
The third one is a short horror film called Out There. Okay. It's about these people whose cars break down in the woods, and then they're stalked by these creatures. Right. That's a short film.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the fourth one is called...
How long is the short film?
It's about 28 minutes.
Okay.
So a half hour.
It's about a TV show.
Yeah.
And then number four?
Let's see. Number four is called Forbidden Room. It's a mystery. It's kind of like a Hitchcock kind of mystery.
Cool.
And it's about a room that these people... Once again, people's cars break down and they stay in this house. Uh-huh. And there's this one room. They say you can do whatever you want, just don't go in that room. Mm-hmm. And so, of course, one of them is just dying to see what's in
what's
there.
What's the big deal, right?
Lights coming out from underneath and all this noise. So they go up, open the door, and they get pulled in. Yeah. And then at the end, you find
away,
out.
Do you? No. I mean, can you get these films? Are they available?
Yeah, they're available through our website.
Okay. AbsurdProductions.com?
AbsurdPproductionsPictures.com.
AbsurdPructionsPictures.com. That's
all one
website,
word,
man.
No spaces.
It's funny. You call it APP?
I call it APP.
I would, yeah.
Yeah.
He has an app for his
nature.
App.
Are you like that, right?
Yeah.
You like playing on human nature.
I do.
Like, don't touch the stove, and then you're going to go touch the stove.
Yeah, how hot is
Chris
it?
Chris would.
It can't be that hot.
It can't be that hot, right? Don't go in that room.
Are you guys down with APP?
What's in that room?
We are now.
You're down with APP? You're down with APP? Yeah, you know me.
That's it. So, number five.
Let's see. That would be Small Fish, Small Pond. That's a drinking drama. So if you've ever seen Barfly or Trees Lounge, movies like that. So it's about
Buscemi
these.
Was in that one.
Buscemi, he actually wrote and directed it.
Yeah, yeah.
I love
yeah,
that
yeah.
movie. Yeah.
Buscemi. I thought it was Buscemi.
That's all I call him. Buscemi.
Buscemi.
I've heard Buscemi.
I think it's Buscemi.
Buscemi.
Yeah.
It's salami. Buscemi.
What do you want?
Tomato.
Tomato.
What do you want in your sandwich, pal? Another slice of Buscemi. Yeah. So number six.
Number six. Let's see. Now I gotta figure. All right. Too Many is the next one. Too Many is about. It's basically
that's the name
real
of the film. Too Many.
T W O. So
Too Many.
That is based on a true story. When I was in Paris, I saw somebody look just like me. Yeah. And the way my brain the way my brain worked, I hid because if he saw
Chris
me,
is big on
I might disappear. Right.
Yeah. Right.
So I played it up on that. Is that two people can't exist in the same. Like, one could be in Paris and one could be here, but if those two come together, one of them's going away.
Yeah, right.
Going away, so like going away?
Going away, making the dominant one will make the weak one go away.
That's right. Oh.
And so that's what happened in the story.
That's why Eric Roberts' character cannot come back in Expendables 4, Chris.
He's an evil twin.
Eric told you
but
about
that.
But
what if one has like just has a mustache and the other one doesn't?
Well, the way I played it, the same actor played both, and he just switched shirts.
Okay, so that's too many.
Too Many. T-W-O, Many.
Film number seven.
Number seven. All right, now I'm going to start losing count here. Let's see, what was next? Subconscious Reality was the next one. And that is like a the corpocracy. Uh-huh. So imagine that corporations ran the world, and they just started cutting each other, and they just start cutting people out until the only people that were left were the leaders of the corporations and the assassins who did their dirty work. And then eventually, there's nobody left.
But
you're going to start eating yourselves. So they decide, hey, we got to get rid of these assassins.
It's apocalyptic.
It's apocalyptic sci-fi.
Corporate apocalypse.
Yeah. And that movie had Lana Wood from James Bond.
And also Conrad Brooks.
What's the name of it?
Subconscious Reality.
Subconscious Reality. That sounds tricky,
that's
man.
That's the 80-20.
That's right up your alley there, Chris.
Rule gone 95-5.
That's right up your alley.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So now, number eight, Ocho.
Number eight is Mismatch.
Mismatch.
So Mismatch is a comedy.
Yep.
And it's a dating show, reality show, except they want the people to not work out. So they pair, like, so imagine pairing a hoarder with a minimalist. Or a drunk with a teetotaler.
Like a Zach opposite. You know, it's juxtaposition, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
So they purposely put the ones together that aren't going
to
work. Like the goth.
But what's the
try to balance the universe.
Without giving it away, what's the gist, though, in the end? What? They just don't work out? They actually do work out or something?
Well, like? at the end, I can't give the whole end, but.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm just shutting you down. You know that? Ruining it for everybody.
Siskel and Ebert.
Well, the show is a pilot, so the crew is creating this pilot, and at the end you find out whether the pilot got picked up or not. That's
basically. I got you. Yeah, that's all I'm asking. I mean, where are we going with this? And then Bigfoot. Bigfoot is
number nine.
Man. Bigfoot number nine.
Bigfoot is a horror comedy. Did we talk about it before the air or about the three parts? Did we already talk?
Yes, we already talked about the three parts.
Yeah.
So are these getting easier to make as you go on? You getting better?
Yeah, I think so. Time. And you know, that horror is easier to do. Like, the Noir was tough. That was really hard to do.
Yeah.
And Subconscious Reality was
hard. Well, it took you, like, several years.
Was it hard to do in post-production? Or was it just hard to film in general?
All of it.
Was a,
yeah.
How long did it take you to make?
Almost 6 years.
6 years?
Yeah.
How long did Bigfoot take you to make?
A year?
Not even.
I think Matt, you joined us like a little over a year ago, and you started.
I mentioned it,
but you were talking about it along the way. So here we are.
Right. Yeah. I was gonna say. Yeah. Here it is. Yeah. It's here it is in the flesh.
Right. And our guy Jesse Green
Yeah, your guy Jesse Green is one of the main Bigfoots. He's actually
plays
one of the
kills
big
in there. I'm not gonna say any more than that.
But, yeah, but he was a mean old Bigfoot.
Can I be devil's advocate and ask why his name is not on the poster?
Well, because those are the people that have all the dialogue.
Oh, he
was a Bigfoot.
Yeah, they had no dialogue. The Bigfoots had no dialogue. They just killed people.
What's his name?
At least in that part. Yeah,
Rusty Gilligan.
Rusty Gilligan did that artwork. He was here at one of the shows actually recently last year. I think it
sounds like a sex move. Anyway,
right? Yeah.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he was a. He's drawing for Walking Dead.
She
gives
a great Rusty Gilligan.
He's
either a drink.
We went out for a 3-hour tour.
Yeah. At the table, we have a bunch of copies over there, and then we also have them available through the website.
If you go over there where that Skull Island banner is.
Oh, Rusty's in the house?
He's not here.
No, he's not here.
He was here last time.
Me and Chris having a chuckle about the name, that's all. It's either a drink or a sex move. Anyway.
Yeah. Oh, the name Rusty Gilligan?
It does sound like a drink, doesn't it?
And or.
Y'all have a Rusty Gilligan.
Or a wrestling move.
It's like an Irish drink.
A Rusty Gilligan. A Rusty Gilligan.
Well, that's pretty good. Should do it again, Charm?
Put on some Dropkick Murphys.
Roll the R's again. I'm drooling on myself. I start rolling my R's.
Arresting her. Then put on the Dropkick Murphys.
There you go. So just debut. So what do you? I mean, independent film. It's a grind, but you do it because you love to do it.
Absolutely.
That's why we do this.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? No one's dropping.
It's a passion.
Yeah.
It's a passion.
You make
right?
a decision
exactly.
at some point. You guys probably have too. You make a decision at some point. It's like, all right, I'm not making money. Am I going to continue this
right.
and don't care about
I
the
just
money?
Decided in
or
2000.
Am I bitch about it forever.
After
you know,
2018, yeah. I just decided 2019. I'm not going to spend any more money on equipment and all that. I did that last year. I'm sure you must go through the same right. mental
he,
process.
I was going to say he had to buy a new computer, fried his computer on this movie.
That happens.
Your wife is probably ragging on you.
But I'm saying
she's
in the movie.
She's actually very supportive because she knows how tight I am with money. I'm not going to be blowing money. She's in it. Yeah, she plays a therapist.
Oh, she's not. But she's
in the comedy part. I'm
she's
a
not a therapist, is she?
No, she's not in real life.
But is she a Bigfoot in the movie?
No, I'm a Bigfoot. She's
a
therapist.
Bigfoot giving therapy.
I'm in therapy, and she's the therapist. And so I tell backstories. There's
you're
actually
a Bigfoot.
11.
You're a Bigfoot.
There's Jess
11
is a
Bigfoot.
Bigfoots.
There's like 10 of them.
Shut up, Sasquatch. Anyway,
What did Charlene, right?
No. Dude, you think Rusty Gilligan's got a cool name? Her name's Charming, man.
What?
That's a common one that I hear. Oh, Charlene? No.
And I feel bad because I know all your life this has been the conversation.
I know.
Productions are exhausting.
I know. I'm sorry.
Have you considered changing it?
Yeah, I have.
To what? What's your middle name?
It's even more difficult.
Yeah, what?
Anjolie.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Just call yourself Lee. Call the day.
I want to take a charm squatch over here.
Mark's thinking marquee. That's got a marquee value to it, doesn't
it?
That name on a poster, Charming.
Take some prime.
Charming.
Anjali.
Yeah. Both of those
names. Charming Anjali right there.
Yeah.
That sounds like a friend art house flick.
Exactly.
Yeah.
She knows it. She's heard that a million times, I'm sure.
It's no Hudson Hawk, but I mean.
But the name Charming, right? She's either a wrestler, a porn star, or a roller derbist. You know what I mean? Yeah. What are you going to do?
That could be a drink, too, right?
Yeah.
I
had an Anjali last night. Has three olives.
Yeah, right.
Sounds like a fine wine.
Yeah,
like
that's not on the happy hour.
No, right.
Yeah, that's not a happy hour beverage.
We're gonna have some fun here, Charming.
If she got with Rusty Gilligan,
I know.
Then her name would be Charming Gilligan.
Charming Gilligan.
I know, right? The guy picks up a menu. What do you got? You have a Rusty Gilligan? How about an Anjali?
I think we need to open an Irish bar. We got the names.
You make a really great Anjali.
Really, Anjali is just beef broth.
I know. Yeah. With some vodka splash in it.
Yeah.
What's that? Say it again.
What?
Anjali.
Have you ever heard of Angelique? Did you ever watch the show Dark Shadows from the 60s?
That was a great
show. The witch
show.
Was Angelique.
Angelique.
She's the one that made the vampire a vampire.
That was a horrible remake.
No, I love that remake.
That should have never even been called Dark Shadows. Like, that was ridiculous.
You liked it more?
Yeah.
That was nothing like Dark
Shadows. The model kit guy has a Dark Shadows model kit over there. It's pretty cool.
Oh, Dark Shadows what?
Model kit over there in the corner.
Oh, really?
The vendor over there, yeah.
I'll have to look over there.
I have a friend that used to be on that show. I'm dead serious. She was little Sarah Collins.
Right.
Yeah, Sharon Lynn's. She was at
Forrest Gump.
I remember that.
The little werewolf girl, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. She was,
really
cool. Little Sarah Collins.
And she was British, right?
Yeah. No, she's American.
On the show, she
doesn't anymore, I guess, because she's lived in America for so long. Yeah, she's in Philadelphia. Yeah, I had her at Four State 1 year.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. We still keep in touch.
Well, that's awesome. Great. Well, let me ask you. Obviously, Bigfoot is just getting going. So what do you do with it, Mark? Independent film, you're going to take this to the cons, the conventions? Yeah. What's the next move? You debuted it last night, and
we've
so
got
now
like
what?
Five states lined up with shows and or sitting at the booth, you know, so trying to get them out to the festivals and stuff.
Hey, Mason Dixon, Vixen.
And then once
the
all that's done, then we'll see about streaming options at that point. But,
of course.
You know.
What is that like nowadays, though? See, look, the world's changed, right? There's a bunch of other places now to put your stuff. Right,
yeah.
But there's also pushback from Hollywood
exactly.
against these homemade movies and Netflix and Hulu making their own stuff.
Yep.
Even Steven Spielberg doesn't want Netflix movies to be nominated for Oscars. And people are like, well, there's still movies. A movie, man.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know?
Well, you know, that undercut, because people would rather sit at home and watch their big screen on their couch than go out to a game or pay
$20 for a movie ticket.
That's the only problem. $20. I love going to the theater. Popcorn, the dark movie theater, the seats. I love that.
Oh, yeah, last night was fantastic.
But to bring my family four out to watch a movie, it's $80.
Oh, yeah.
It's almost $100 sometimes.
Yeah.
And that's why these second-run theaters are great.
You can't buy candy
at
the concession stand.
Yeah,
I got to sneak that stuff in.
It's like $5.
Got milk duds all melting all over my pockets and shit, but I get it in there, I tell you what. Yeah, man. But
you just put that. Have you ever taken
the
Junior Mints and poured them in the popcorn?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Hardcore. Yeah.
Mix it all
together. We used to melt the little pepper and patty things there and chuck them at the screen, man. Make them stick. You know, good time.
Looks like Rocky has a mole.
There you go. It's not moving with his face.
Rocky Horror Picture Show every year. I don't know how they still do that. But
yeah.
I just don't know how many people.
Charmin, did you participate in that?
Yeah, it really needs to be like.
Did you go watch a Rocky Horror at the theater?
Rocky Horror.
Leitersburg.
Yeah. Did you participate and sing along and all that stuff they do?
No.
Yeah, it's got to be. Yeah, it's got to be.
You probably worked at Leitersburg at the time.
Near something.
Yeah.
What?
Worked there, you know. Probably how you saw it.
No.
It'd have to be.
We're at the projection booth.
So when you releasing this thing in steps
today,
like you're going to do all the cons first
yeah.
to try to sell it and then go to streaming. That's all a part of a money game, right?
Hey, yeah. Joker's in the house.
You're going to try to get as much cash.
Yeah,
out of
and
it
it's
as
yeah,
can
it's like you said, it's tiers.
You put it to.
And then a lot of film festivals don't like it if you put it on Prime, and it makes sense because it's like, once again, are you going to come to my film festival and you can watch it at home?
Right.
So a lot of film festivals frown on that, and I get it.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
we just when so we're done,
it's a quirky business, isn't it, man?
Huh.
It's a quirky business. You gotta please everybody.
Exactly.
I know, right? And you
exactly.
gotta decide what's the best road for this product.
Exactly.
It's like anything else, but yeah.
And we want to do all of them, so we're just in tears, you know.
Well, can I ask, what's number 10? You got something in the works?
There's a horror film.
We do, yeah.
Yeah, coming up.
Yeah.
We're about halfway through the script and actually start casting people this
weekend. You film
we actually got somebody we're getting ready to talk to right now. I don't know if she's been on yet, but I mean, she's
and you film around here?
Yeah, we this last film we filmed.
Matt's always check.
We used Devontae's. We used the.
That's right. You shot at 207. Yeah,
yeah,
the old studio.
Yeah,
the old home
here
house.
Here in Hagerstown
the
and Martinsburg and Frederick.
Escape room. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, you used that as a set.
Yeah, I introduced them to Devontae. They went there and shot. Yeah, they needed an old. They needed an old office building. We couldn't get anything better than that.
Did you go in the basement?
No, we wanted.
No, we wanted to though.
I went down there.
Devontae wasn't there.
That
was a horror film.
We could not find the door. We opened every door.
No, it's there, but we know where it's at. Went down there.
There's some bathtubs.
There are two bathtubs in there.
Yeah.
Standing up. Like, that place used to be used either for, we think.
I don't know.
The
meth
whole.
Lab?
No, I'm thinking Prohibition, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, it was probably like a Underground Railroad or
something.
Something
like
yeah,
that.
Could have cut up bodies in those bathtubs.
Well,
who knows?
Yeah, you know. Hey, I had to go in that building a lot of times.
That'd be the place to do it, right?
No, shout out to you, Devontae. He's still trying to, he's got some tenants in there now, so it's going. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but yeah, Devontae, like, yeah, he's, I mean, you know, I mean, yeah, he let us shoot a couple scenes. Actually, Devontae let us shoot the one scene in Bottom Creek, and he was in the scene. I remember, like,
oh, really?
Yeah,
that's cool, man.
Actually gave him, like, a little roll.
Nice, man. I
thought maybe he would just be standing in the background with his legit.
Yeah, he's a weird one. He's a weird one.
We had a hard time getting him on the mic. He was always at our shows. We called him Casper because we talk
Casper.
About him, but he would never come on the mic.
he's the ghost.
But then he came on the mic and we started talking about the NBA finals and all that.
Yeah.
And he started, he's a young guy. He's like 25.
Yeah.
This kid was bashing Michael Jordan, man.
Right.
I had to rewind that back on the show when I put it out. Did you hear that? Anyway, but that's the, you know. Oh, hey, look. Peter's back. Peter Arizmendi's back. Ruwak. He's doing his own. He does his own independent film. He's debuting it last week. Next weekend, you going to shoot a commercial up here? Oh, sweet, dude. There you go. Make a thing. Hey, come stand next to them, between them. Hey, we got Peter Arizmendi right here. He's from the Fresh Academics crew out here in Hagerstown. He's got an independent film, Ruwak. He's showing it, debuting next week at the Maryland Film Festival in Hagerstown there. Oh, yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah, so there you go.
Yeah, congratulations. Awesome. We just released this gem right here.
Yeah.
Nice. I was looking at that.
Yeah, Bigfoot. Next movie is called Smallfoot. We're going to be in that one. Littlefoot.
The Littlefoot was Land Before Time.
Or the one we were tossing around yesterday. What was it called? Hobbit Hog or something like that?
Hobbit Hog.
I don't even remember.
Yeah,
Hobbit?
Big feet? The Bigfoot has big feet.
Yeah, we actually
Does the carpet match the drapes? Are the Bigfoot hung?
Yeah, is he playing double dutch?
According to the one woman in the movie, yes. According to the one woman in the movie about this, yes. Apparently he is well.
Okay.
That part, we were trying to keep it under an X-ray.
That's the reason for the therapy, right?
We're trying to at least dance around PG-13.
Yeah,
We know how that goes. Trust me, we know. Well, hey, Mark, I'm going to check out your catalog there. It's all on your website.
All on the website. AbsurdProductionsPictures.com.
Spell it out, kids.
Absurd Productions Pictures. ABSURD Productions.
No spaces.
No dots. No symbols.
Hieroglyphics. One more thing I didn't mention. Mismatch, our eighth film, is available for free on the website. You can screen it. It'll take you to the link.
But wait a minute. Does the rest of them I got to pay to watch? Which
the rest
is
of them
fine.
You have to pay. Yeah, there's free trailers on all of them.
And what does it cost to watch movie number one?
Movie number one, actually, that's part of a two. So for $10, you get two movies.
Yeah.
You get Worker Bees and Too Many on one disc.
I like to watch how someone's...
Not just rentals, right?
Well, some of them are downloads and some of them are DVDs. They're all DVDs, but some of them are downloads.
Yeah. And we have DVDs available over at the table, too, for people who are out here at Forest Day.
What are you selling them for? What's this go for?
$10.
$10? Okay.
And today, a show special, 3 for 20.
$3 for $20. All right. Do you have all your movies on sale over there? Yeah. Wow. You have a box set? You know what I mean? That's what you got to do, man. But, Mark, I'm going to check you out and... Matt, we're still here, dude. We're following you around.
Yeah, it's been crazy busy, right?
Yeah, you have no idea where your life's taking you. Dude.
Yeah, right. What's next? What's happening with you next, Matt?
Well, I mean, speaking of these movies, I got a budgeted movie coming here. Devil's Den.
That's right. I liked it
this morning. Yeah, the Devil's Den.
Are you working with Bottom Creek on that?
No, I'm working with Kent Wagner. I think he might have been on here once or twice.
Kent
Wagner.
He does
ring a bell. Galaxy, huh? Goosebumps.
He's the
he was here last week.
Yeah,
he was here last time. Yeah, at the Comic Con.
Kent Wagner. Me and him are working on this movie, and we got like Lynn Lowry from the old Crazy movie. We got John Russo from the original Night of the Living Dead.
Awesome.
It's going to be a pretty all-star
independent film, and I love. Just like this is homemade shit here.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? I know, man.
Yeah.
So we're going to keep up with you. Why don't you keep up with us?
Absolutely.
Kind of marry this thing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it'd be great.
Absolutely.
And you're located where?
I'm in Falls Church, which is right outside of D.C.
I got you.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, cool. All right. Matt Byrne and...
Mark Byrne.
Mark Byrne. Matt Byrne. I'm all confused. You're Matt Mark Byrne. Byrne. But
so
you're B-U-R-N.
His is the British spelling.
You're
mine's the Irish
mine's
spelling.
You're the one whose beer almost got burned by Jarrus. We had that on video. It's farting reindeer sweater. You can go back and watch that. Matt was like, whoa.
Matt almost burned.
So Mark Byrne, Matt Byrne. All right, Absurd Productions Pictures. I want to thank you for coming on the Hub Show, man.
All right,
we'll let you know when this goes up and out. All right,
take care,
man. You got it. All right, Hub Show. Jay Heiss, Chris Canfield.
Yeah.
Day 2 of the 4-State Comic Con. This thing's wrapping up in about 4 hours, 3 hours.
Is it
almost there? Yeah.
Oh,
and
boy.
Guess who we got back
Time's
with us?
Flying.
Kaylee Marie, cosplay.
Cosplay
expert
extraordinaire.
There you go.
There
She's back with us.
Like
It is fancy.
And you got his gun now.
I do. It's a grappling hook.
It's a grappling hook. Oh, all right. Does that wonder that you just like you hold on to the gun and just zip up the building?
Yes.
Man, you got to have really good strength for that, don't you? You got to have some grip just to pull your whole body weight up the side of a building just by holding onto a handle.
I mean, Batman could do it. I feel like I could too.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. Right. And how does it? What? Why is it that the grappling hook always happens to catch on something? Like, you never see them shoot the thing up in the air and then it, like, just falls back
down. It never misses.
It never misses. Like, Batman never missed a grappling shot.
It would ruin the magic. He wouldn't be as cool.
He would be the Christian.
It's not
Bale
real,
version,
man.
I bet you he probably would have.
Not realistic.
Huh? You're right.
Because when I fire a grappling hook,
I want to see Batman just whipping it like this and throwing it, and not make it to the top of the building. It just bangs off the wall and comes back down.
That probably does happen.
Do it again.
Take 15. You know. Yeah. Yeah. So Kaylee, how's this show going?
It's going good.
Now, educate us. Yesterday you were two-toned. You had the blue and the red going on. Who were you yesterday?
I was Todoroki from My Hero Academia.
You got that charming. Todoroki from my... He know better than... No.
You guys should watch it. It's a really
good
anime.
Listen, we learn new things every time. Every hour here, really.
It's one of my favorite animes.
And today you are?
Kim Possible.
Yeah. Look at that. I'm glad I was right. Kim Possible. Yes.
Somebody tell you that?
Huh? No.
Oh,
no.
Man.
I got kids.
Talk about ruining the magic.
I know, right.
Talk about ruining the magic.
But, you know, I'm still following you on Facebook and Instagram, and every three times a week you're putting up. Do you do that 3 times a week? You just have a collection of photos?
I have a collection.
I would think. Yeah. I rotate them out. Yeah, of course. So, right, yeah. Okay.
Nice. And sometimes it takes photographers a little while to get edits back to me, so sometimes I don't see the edits, and then I get even more photos.
Right.
I gotcha.
She is a serious cosplayer.
So when you go do the photo shoot, they shoot like 1,000 shots or something?
Yeah, it depends on the photographer. Sometimes they shoot a couple hundred. Sometimes they only shoot a few. And then you get even less back from the shoot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Because, you know, those awesome derp photos
when
you weren't paying attention.
And they just throw away the ones that you don't get to pick through them.
Yeah, and I appreciate that so much.
They just toss the ones they don't like.
Just delete that one.
Yeah.
I asked you last time. I mean, you're a busy cosplayer. You take this thing really seriously, obviously.
I am.
You're a professional cosplayer. What was your event before this one? I'm sure you came from someplace, and you know what I'm saying? Last weekend, what'd you do? Comic-Con were you at? You fly around this place.
No, you know what? I was not at a Comic-Con.
You were home?
I was home. Oh, my God.
Preparing for this one?
Yes.
Okay.
So the one before it was Katsucon. That was my last one.
Katsucon? Okay.
So I took about a month off.
Okay. Where was Katsucon?
It was in D.C.
Okay.
It was at the Gaylord National Harbor.
Yeah, where's the furthest you've gone with this?
Connecticut.
Okay. So basically East Coast, though.
Yeah. I want to get out to the West Coast.
Yeah, you do. You want to go to Comic-Con out there, don't you? San Diego?
I do.
That place is a zoo.
And then I want to hit some Midwest, because that's where I was from. I lived there for a while, so I want to go back and do some of those, but I never seem to get out that way.
Right. Okay.
Did they get that lawsuit straightened out with Comic-Con?
You know what? The answer is... they don't know.
Really?
So they're just going to keep using it until someone says not to.
Huh.
Yeah, I think they came out once, and then they probably, I don't know, maybe just shut up about it.
Who knows?
We're in Hagerstown. Who cares?
Lawyers in the world.
But last time when you were leaving here, you were going to Baltimore for something. So where are you going after this? What's next?
My next one is Great Philadelphia.
When?
It's
tomorrow.
No.
Pack up.
It's April 12th, I believe.
So about 2-3 weeks.
Yeah, about 3 weeks.
Okay. And then you're an art teacher
at a
middle school, right?
K through 8th building.
K through 8th.
So I get them
kind of, sort of, yeah.
Yeah. So,
do you teach each grade?
I teach 8th grade.
8th grade.
Yes.
Okay.
I teach kindergarten, 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th,
Oh, you teach
sixth,
all
eight.
Of them?
All of them.
You get them all?
I get them all. I have all 700.
Okay.
You know, your grappling hook here highly resembles a hairdryer.
It is a hairdryer.
Wow. It says Connor on it.
How about that?
In the cartoon, her grappling hook is a hairdryer.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh.
So, and she has like a laser lipstick
perfect.
All these fun things. Yeah. And the reason I decided to do Kim Possible, not only is she my favorite, but I was using that actual hairdryer one day and it died. I got really, I was sad. I was like, oh man. I'm like, oh my gosh, I can be Kim Possible. I'm so excited.
Wow. Well, is this the first time you've been Kim Possible?
Oh, no. I've been Kim for a few years. I just bring her out every once in a while.
Oh, so, but you made this the first time you.
I made
this an old prop.
Yeah, it's an old prop.
Yeah, people.
Old.
Bam.
It's seasoned
awesome.
Years.
Bam. Grapple hook right to the nose, right?
This foam? Yes.
Yeah.
So, real hair dryer. These little pieces are spice caps that I took off the top of the spice. This part right here is a airborne tube that I like hot glued together, and then foam and paper clay, and I just painted it.
Arts and crafts.
Nice fabrication going on here.
How to make props cheaply.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah,
you're just
like, man.
You view
care.
The world from a completely
found
different
object
angle.
Art.
Yeah,
basically.
And I love to find props
I'm walking through the
found
kitchen.
Found object
like,
art.
Exactly.
Oh, look at this thing.
Sometimes I just circle my house.
Well, there's worse
things
you could do with a hair dryer, you know?
She's out dumpster diving on the day she's not.
I don't know what I'm going
for. Right? That's what the other weekends are for. Yes. You ever drive by, see something that someone put out for trash, you go, you know, I could use that. Like, we got a guy, Jarrus Saval. He was here last year. Remember him? Had the room. He was with us yesterday, and he's building an Aquaman suit. And he's literally going to go, he's got a jet ski parts attached to it. He's going to swim as fast as a dolphin. So we're going to be with him through this whole journey here.
That'd be great.
But he wants to jump out of the
literally,
water.
He wants to do the dolphin
back
thing.
Back into the water.
That's cool.
It's awesome. Yeah. So I can't. We thought he was going to bring the suit yesterday, but he says not done yet. But soon.
Aww.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Talk about cosplay.
Yeah, he's intense.
You put some jet ski parts in this thing, let me know. Start flying around. Whoa. Right. There she goes.
I want this to be a real grappling hook next time you come back.
Oh, my goodness.
I want you to shoot it up on top of the building here and just scale up the wall like the old Batman back in the 60s.
Can I do it how they did and just turn the camera and do it on
no
the floor?
Pressure, Kaylee.
No, none whatsoever.
Yeah.
Sure.
It's like nobody can tell that they're just walking straight up and down, right?
They're clearly climbing up the wall.
Yeah, they're clearly climbing up the wall.
That show was campy on purpose. They loved it.
Huh?
It was wonderful.
You think they did that on purpose?
Yeah, they were very campy on purpose.
All right, Katie,
labeled
so
everything.
Since last year we met you, you did the Pokemon thing. You were Tinkerbell.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second day last year, you were who again? You remember?
I remember. I was Ty from Digimon.
I remember that. Okay.
Yes.
Today you're Kim Possible. And yesterday you were somebody else. I already can't remember the name. Sorry.
Todoroki,
yeah. I saw that something I ate Friday night. Anyway.
Todoroki.
So is there a particular character you strive to be but it's really hard to accomplish? Because of maybe props or,
You know what? I always want to remake my Thor. That's one that
Thor?
I like always.
You're striving for Thor?
Yes. Oh. I always revamp it. I've done it twice. I've been Thor twice. And I even want to revamp
Thor?
It again. Yes.
Thor?
You can't
be Thor.
You're going to carry around the hammer? Not
no,
because
nothing.
Of that.
Would it,
but you know.
Why can't she be Thor?
Because Thor's a guy.
Have you read the comic book?
You ain't got big muscles.
No.
She needs some veiny.
Let me go get you the comic
biceps.
Book. Thor's a woman right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, maybe not right now. I think they just switched back to the original Thor. But Jane Foster was Thor for a while.
What?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Thor was on
Wednesday. That makes sense.
That sounds completely
that's like He-Man being. That's like He-Man being a chick. That's almost like...
Well, Thor became unworthy and he couldn't pick up the hammer anymore.
So
then
a
she
chicken.
Picked it up. No, she picked it up. He
like
was
a sword
still...
and stone type thing, you know?
Yes.
I'm lost, man.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Thor doesn't
Why
even
are you
have
guys
a hammer
here?
Anymore. He's got an axe.
Yeah.
Well, we know
he's
who Thor is.
The Odin son now.
The Thor we know is
by.
That dude. You know? She's coming out as Thor. I'm going to see that next time.
I have pictures. Wonderful. You should come over.
Oh, you've
booth.
Already done it.
I've
you've been there,
done
it.
Twice. So, that's why I said I want to redo it again completely.
Oh, do you just start from the ground up.
Yep. Just so scratch the old one. Do it again.
Once again, you're on what we call a cosplay row over there.
Mm-hmm.
They put you
yep.
guys all in the same neighborhood.
Yep.
A lot of creativity flying around there.
It is.
And
there's some talented people.
You're kind of the mayor of the block over there. I
no.
think. Yeah. You.
I'm okay.
You're Katie Marie. You're rocking over there. Okay. But, you know, you did the contest yesterday. They had it yesterday over here at the
I was not
the cantina.
In the contest.
But you were a judge?
I was not. Not this year.
Whoa, not this year?
Not this year. So we rotated out.
That's just
get
wrong.
Some fresh faces so, in there. I'll be there. I'll be at Harrisburg.
When people say, you know, because of the way you've shown up here and the way we've seen you do your thing, when people say cosplay to me, you're like the first person that comes to mind.
Aww.
And I've seen a lot of that. I've been to a lot of conventions. I'm like, yeah, Kaylee, she rocks it. I mean, she just comes looking at someone different every time. You know
Aww.
What I mean?
Thank you.
Yeah, you do a really good job at this.
Thank you.
Yeah. How about
dedication.
That?
Yeah.
How do you
it's
keep,
a serious dedication.
How do you keep
dedication.
Track of who you are, where you are, so you know you don't overlap? Do you know?
I assume
do you
that, right?
What you were
I assume.
Last year, and
so I
so
have
you
a,
know not to be that.
Your goal is not come here as someone you were a year ago.
I try.
Right?
Sometimes I overlap, but I actually have a list on my phone of what I've worn.
Oh yeah,
where,
you're
and I try to space
it.
Them out. I'm like, okay, I wore Kim Possible this many cons ago. I should probably not
Change
wear
it up.
For a little bit.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So
right.
how often do you premiere like a new character?
Yeah.
I've calmed down this year. I've only
calmed
made
down,
about.
Kaylee.
One or two.
Yeah.
The past 2 years, I've made between 13 to 18.
Well, we're only in
wow.
March.
You've made 13 to 18 different costumes?
Yeah, different costumes.
To add to that long wardrobe of yours we talked about?
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
It's getting stuffed? You got to start getting rid of shit? I mean, I don't know.
I really should. I really should. But
purging.
I'm like hoarding
What is that
all?
Lady that has that like show that everybody's watching?
Oh, yeah. She cleans
the
houses for them.
Yeah. And
she's faking the whole Japanese thing. You know she's American. She's from the Valley.
How dare she?
You need to clean your closet.
No, she doesn't talk like that, dude.
Oh.
She talks like one of the anime chicks you see on the cartoons there.
Yeah, she's like cute and quiet.
Cute and, yeah, she's very... She. I think she overdoes it.
Let me
open. My wife was just watching that show. I forget what it's called.
I am samurai.
Clean up with Kimmy or some shit like that.
Yeah.
She goes through your house. She makes you thank the things that you that they're cluttering your house. You right. thank them. You thank your house.
Oh, wow.
Right? I thank this microphone. I thank this grappling hook used to be a hairdryer. You should
you
thank
need bonsai treatment.
It's continuing to serve its purpose.
It does. Who needs a hairdryer?
I made a laser gun out of a hairdryer before.
Really?
You did?
Yeah. Like, wow. You know, like those old school ones that's that you intense. See, like the
like, you didn't just play around and make noise. I mean, you actually made it into a laser tag gun or something?
Obviously, it didn't work. It wasn't a laser gun, but it was like the, you know, the ones you that you see in, like, the Jetsons.
You
like,
were going all Princess Leia into the house?
You just went, because they had the elements in the beginning that had the, you know.
She slid across the hood of her mom's car and yelled, "No time for backup."
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Hey, so teaching art, is there a specific art you teach? I mean, is there a specific part of art you like the most to teach and get into? Obviously, this is art. You don't teach this at the school, do you?
No, I don't.
You don't
they
teach
know I do it.
They know
no.
you do it, yeah.
They want me to. They're like, "God, Miss, can we build
stuff?"
Yeah,
like, they'd rather do that than make coffee mugs and pottery and stuff, you know what I mean?
We do a lot of drawing and a lot of painting. I work in like a low-income school, so I purchase
really
so much of my supplies.
So
whatever I can get a hold of, we work on.
What, you basically go with whatever you have, right?
Yes, I go with what I have.
But is there something you specialize in art-wise? Charming over here is an artist. She does sculpture and stuff.
That's amazing.
I haven't seen any of it yet, but she says.
Yeah. So she
made these microphone stands.
I didn't even tell you guys that. Jairus brought it up.
Well,
you know,
mystery lady over here. Anyway,
that's right.
This is a cosplay outfit.
Yeah,
that's right. So I love to draw and to paint, but I haven't like officially done any like hardcore artwork since college because I felt like I wasn't good enough, and that's how I discovered cosplay. As I started using all my
imagination, creativity,
like all my,
pouring it into this, right?
All my skills I learned in college. So in college, I was like really well-rounded. I took a lot of drawing, a lot of painting. I took sculpture, bronze casting, pottery. Like, I've done all that. I haven't done it since college because I just feel like I can't compete as a...
Right. Pick one.
Artist. Like
right.
Fine artist.
Yeah. But you're
this
a cosplay artist. You are, man.
Yes, and I really enjoy it, and I think I love it more.
I can't. I'm going to follow you on... I follow you on Instagram. I want
to
see you move out. Like you said, you want to do the Midwest, you want to do out in the West Coast. That'd be awesome.
Yeah,
people
I
need
love
to see
to
you,
out
man.
There.
I went. I went to New York. Yeah,
the Oregon Trail.
Yeah, just go get head
watch
west.
Out for dysentery.
Head west.
There we go. Don't get that.
You lost your
Kim Possible
whole family
got
in the Colorado River.
Oh no!
I forgot about
that one. You
lost your whole family in the Colorado River. That was a good
don't do that.
You know they make it in a board game now, right?
Really?
There's like a card game. Yeah, you can find it at Target.
I did hear that. Really? You have it? Yeah?
Yes.
Awesome.
Most of the cards are dysentery. You died of dysentery.
You should take all those out. This
really
is the other play. It's no fun.
That time.
It's no fun without
it
the dysentery. Dysentery was the fun part.
It was never fun. It was really a frustrating game.
Yeah. Then you die of that, of all things.
Yeah.
I know. Awful. Well, hey, I know you got business to do over there. You're busy, right?
Your food's probably
she's
here.
Probably
your husband's over there. Yeah.
You don't even know what you got.
Yeah.
I don't care. I'm
okay, but next time you bring in the hubby, all right?
Yes, okay.
Which are you going to be at Harrisburg?
I will be at Harrisburg.
We'll
be at
Harrisburg.
Yep,
awesome.
And I'll be a judge, too. So.
Damn right. Judge Judy over here. All right, Kaylee, good seeing you again.
Thank you for having me.
Shout out to you. Grappling hook. Sorry.
Lovely.
Rock on, Kaylee.
All right,
Take care.
Thank you so much.
You got it. Yeah. Oh, holy shit.
Whoa, whoa.
It's Captain
what a
Hook.
Show.
What's this, Captain?
I told you not to show up in Hagerstown again.
Hey, I got something for you.
Whoa. Yeah. That's you, Captain Crunch.
You can mess around and messages for my man, Sabal.
Sable?
Sabal.
Wow. Dude, we'll be laughing at him, dude.
IOWA champion.
Iowa.
Whatever.
So you don't want to mess with him.
I want nothing to do
it's
with it.
It's not
I
Iowa.
I don't care about this.
IOW championship. Don't mess around with him anymore, or we're going to have some problems. And do not show up in Hamburg, Pennsylvania next month.
April 20th, pal. April 20th, the Hub Show will be there. Whoa, damn, man. Ringside. Hey, Sabal. 420, April 20th, Hamburg. We'll see you there. All right, we got to straighten this place up.
You've been listening to the Hub Show with your hosts, Chris Canfield and Jay Heisch.
Thank you.